In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about when, what, and how to outsource so that your business is sustainable. Let's cue that intro and get started.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Peterson, and I wanted to share with you some of the kind of thoughts and experiences and strategies I've had as it relates to hiring and outsourcing. And one of the biggest mistakes that I see so many business owners making is that they outsource crucial tasks in their business very, very early on. For example, a marketing agency owner who says, oh, I hired someone to handle all of the client work. Hold on, that's a pretty big hire, especially if it's white labeling to someone else's agency or a freelancer. Like, that's a little bit scary. And one of the things that I really believe in is that, especially as you're first building, you actually don't want to outsource or hire out the crucial things, the things that mean make or break for your business. Because one of the things that you haven't realized about your ability to lead and hire and discern and manage and delegate is that it's a skill set. It's something that develops over time. And so if you make these really, really crucial hires or outsources early on, you haven't even built up your skill set to know how to handle when something isn't going right or to know if your systems are set up for success. And so I think about it this way. Let's pretend that your new hire or your new outsource is going to be a variable. They might be awesome. They could be a rock star, but they may not be. However, your systems, your ability to delegate, communicate, organize, etc., and offload something to this new hire is also a variable because it's not tried and true. So there's a chance that this person might be a total rock star and that your system may actually set them up to fail, which I have actually done. Every great entrepreneur has experienced. We don't necessarily automatically build out systems and delegation that is rock solid at first. That's just not a part of the process. So your system could literally set them up to fail. Your system could set them up for success. But on the flip side, what if this new hire is a total dud? Which I know people say, it's never the person, it's always the process. Yes and no. If you know that the process is rock solid, it's been tested, it's been proven, you could put a five-year-old or your grandma through it and it would work, then there's a chance that the person can be a dud. But you don't know that until you've hired some, you know, multiple people and put them through this role and put them through the processes and systems and seeing that there's an ability for success. So this person could be a total dud, but you're not going to know if this person's a dud because you have no idea if your ability to delegate, communicate, etc. is rock solid. Or, and everyone likes to think, by the way, that theirs is rock solid, but chances are it's not, unless you have been someone who's been a project manager or a director of operations, or you've been in a leadership role and you've sat down and clearly defined all of the systems and processes. So sorry, just a little tangent right there. Or your systems and processes could totally be flunking and this person could fail miserably, even worse than they would have just as being a dud. So I always think like, okay, if there's a chance that my systems could let this person down, that this person could let me down regardless of how my systems perform, there's all of these variables in the mix. Why in the world would you want to hire someone for super crucial roles like taking care of everything for a client or client relationships or even like your outward facing brand? Like, that's a huge deal. Maybe even Facebook ads, where there's a massive upside and a massive money tanking opportunity if they're not run correctly. So I think about this, and the big thing that I want to say to you is that while you may feel the pressure to hire someone to relieve these ideas of what you would like to offload and outsource, I think that it's more important to actually start small. And that could be something as simple as someone to manage your emails, someone to handle your schedule, someone to organize your Google Drive. Maybe it's someone to take notes during your team meetings, or maybe it's someone to turn your reports into a professional PDF. Those are the things that I actually recommend outsourcing first, because you can learn very quickly through those smaller tasks how your delegation, your communication is, and really tighten it up. Now, I had to really humble myself in this area because I am not a natural born great delegator, communicator, leader, and I am sure as heck not organized. That is not something that is a natural skill set for me. In fact, full disclosure, I was the person who always had the trashed room where you had to like carve a path through your clothing to get to the bed from the door, and then like one other path from the door to the closet. That's how messy I've always been. I've been the person with like tons of garbage in my car. And it was just over the last, oh my gosh, like couple of years that I really learned how to become clean and organized. It was a skill set I had to learn, but it took me humbling myself and realizing, oh my gosh, my poo does stink. My car is messy. It smells like McDonald's. Like my room, I can't find my clothes. And so when I put clothes on, who knows if they're clean or if they've got, you know, spit up on them. And so I had to really learn how to communicate, delegate, and organize so that my entire team would be set up for success. And the picture today looks very, very different. But I started with outsourcing non-crucial roles that took up my time, that made me exhausted, etc. And it's something I highly recommend for you as well. I know that this is going to serve some of you guys because you've been thinking about hiring. And so my challenge to you today is to think about what non-crucial roles you can hire for that eat up your time, leave you feeling exhausted, it's tasks that you hate, and spend some serious time on your communication, your ability to delegate, and your organization internally in your business. Now, if you are looking to level up your business and you need a little extra support, go to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE, clickforlife.com. And there you can apply to work directly with me and my network so that you can up level your skills and go from zero to 100,000 or even from 100,000 to 500,000 in your business. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, everyone.